Wedding Bells for Walworths by Elaine Everest. Read by Annie Aldington.
Dear listener, it doesn't seem 5 minutes since I was writing about the girls as the war came to an end. So many of you ask for another book so we could see what happened next in the lives of the people of Erith. I was thrilled to be able to revisit the town of my birth, this time in 1947-48. To be able to research how our country had moved on from the war was a new step for me, and in some ways it was a sad trip. Would my characters all succeed in life, or would their dreams come to nothing? The girls' lives were in my hands, and I hope I didn't fail them. There were so many weddings in this book, as well as one funeral, that I could easily have changed the title to that of a well-known film, perhaps the working-class version. Writing about weddings reminds me of those I've attended over the years, as well as my own. It seems only yesterday that I was busy making bridesmaids' dresses and planning that special day. My mum had passed away only months before, and my fondest memory is of my dad's family stepping in to make sure my husband and I had a lovely day. Dad decided he didn't need to attend the rehearsal and then asked me at the door of the church what he had to do. And Uncle Nobby appeared at the hairdresser's to escort me home. I was going to catch the bus. Auntie Joan and Auntie Maureen arrived at the house to help me dress, while Auntie May hurried down the aisle to the vestry to be with Dad while we signed the register so he didn't feel alone. Auntie Dole was there at the reception, and I remember her talking to me about my mum and keeping her very much part of that day in 1972. My sister Pamela, my cousin Jill, and my husband's little sister Karen looked pretty in their dresses of lavender and lilac satin. Fortunately, my stitching held up on the day. My 11-year-old brother was one of the ushers and was caught on cinefilm throwing the empty confetti box rather than the confetti. It was a lovely September day. The sun shone, and yes, there were tears, but there was hope and joy as we all thought of Mum looking down on us and smiling. Now, with the passing of time and so many of my family no longer here, I can look back and smile fondly at the memories, and I know that I was lucky to have such a wonderful family. Cousins keep in touch from around the world, and although we don't meet up often, we all share happy memories. How was your wedding? Please do visit my Facebook author page and let me know. I love to chat with readers and share stories. Until next time, Elaine.
Prologue. October the 11th, 1948. Police Sergeant Mike Jackson viewed the scene before him. In all his years in the police service, he had never experienced such an outpouring of grief and love. Although he was present in an unofficial capacity, he had worn his dress uniform as a mark of respect. Now, with an unseasonable chill wind blowing across the graveyard of St. Paulina's Church in Crayford, along with the smattering of the rain that had been threatening all day, he wished he had his muffler to pull round his ears and the woollen gloves knitted by his wife Gwyneth. He shuffled from foot to foot as he stood close to the lych gate, saying goodbye to mourners as they left. Everyone was heading back to Alexandra Road for a boiled ham tea and something to drink to warm them up. Gwyneth had gone on ahead to put on the large kettles loaned to them by friends at the Arthur Street Mission Hall. She was also keen to check on their baby son, who was being cared for by a neighbour. Mike's heart swelled with pride as he thought of young Robert. Still only 7 months old, he already possessed the sunny disposition of his Welsh mother and the sturdy build of the Jackson men. He smiled to himself as he thought of his father's opinion that the lad would make a fine policeman. Robert already showed signs of having the required large feet, which would help when walking the beat. Yes, it would be good to have a fourth generation of coppers in the family, he thought with pride.
It's a sad day, an elderly man said as he stopped to shake Mike's hand. It is, Derek, it is. It was good of you and the lads to turn out to sing at the service.